morning, everyone. Good morning. Come through, find a seat if you haven't yet. My name is Susan. Welcome to the Countess. I see that we have lots of visitors today. You're all very welcome. Perhaps many of you are here for our special event today, the dedication of Joshua and Rosie Yeo. The parents are dedicating them to the Lord, and we're welcoming them into the kingdom of God. So it's our privilege today to gather here together to worship him and to praise his name and to edify each other as well. So our call to worship is Philippians 4, verse 19. My God, but... be good to go back and read what preceded that. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And that's in Philippians 4. Let's just meditate on that. All our need. He is our source. He's our supply. Help us, Lord, to build our faith that you are our loving Father. And you provide for all our needs. What is your need? Just think of it now. What's the biggest need that pops into your head? Pray and thank God for his supply in that need. And thank him in faith for supplying. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. And Lord, let our hearts sing that. Let us know that in our spirit that nothing compares to having you and believing in your promises and knowing that you paid for it all and the riches in glory are ours. Through you, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I chose the story today, a story from the Bible, and it's about a child that made a difference. And children, as we heard this morning, are very important to the Lord. It's important that we welcome them and treat them as important, but also they have kingdom work to do too, and we need to acknowledge that. And now, Evie and Anna are coming forth to read the story. Well, that sounds formal. Coming forth, yes, coming forward.
Jesus feeds the 5,000. John 6. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, and a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another disciple, Andrew, piped up, "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" The disciples were all at a loss as to how they could help their teacher. Jesus, however, simply gave thanks to God for the fish and the loaves, and began to hand them out to the hungry crowds. He just kept giving people food and never ran out. Soon everyone had their fill, and Jesus asked the disciples to clear up the leftovers. The disciples were amazed. Not only had everyone eaten, but the leftovers filled 12 baskets. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him a king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
Lovely job. Thank you. So well read. And the boy comes back 8 hours later. He thought he was going to be gone too. But Jesus was so engaging, so captivating. It made their hearts burn when they heard the message. They stayed so long, they all had to be fed by the boy's lunch. Can you all, especially maybe the children, just have a little chat with each other when the mum says, "Oh, Moishe, you're back. I was so worried. It's so late. Tell me what happened." What is he going to say to mum? What will be the important bits? How will he explain it to her? Have a little talk with somebody near you. Or if you really don't want to, just think it in your head. What will Moishe say? So what I'm going to ask you to do is volunteer one. Unfortunately, you're going to have to shout it, I guess. What can we take from the story? What's a main takeaway? I'm going to come around to hands that are raised, and then I'm going to ask you, if yours has already been said, to put your hand down, because we're going to have just one each of the points, if that makes sense, yeah? So who's going to volunteer? What do you learn? What do we learn about Jesus from the story? He multiplies fish and bread, and he can multiply in his kingdom. In fact, the 12 baskets that are retrieved at the end, 12 is the number of his people. There's 12 tribes and 12 apostles, etc. So he can feed all his kingdom. He can grow his kingdom. Very good one, Joseph. Thank you. Okay, so Jesus doesn't want us to hold back what we're given, but to use it, and he will multiply it. Ooh, can you put that in a sentence that fits in a fish? Yes, Anna? Do you want me to summarize?
Yeah, just
summarize. What do we learn about Jesus? So let's answer that question, that he wants us to share what we have. Does that summarize it okay? Okay, right. So he's working through us to make his miracles. It's a partnership with God. Good one, good. What else do we learn about Jesus through this? Kind, generous, compassionate. He saw these people. He knew they were hungry. And he wanted to provide for them. So making sure, he makes sure we're provided for. Jesus is compassionate and provides for us. Good. Okay. He uses us in his kingdom work. Right. Very good. So our communion was birthed by the Passover, and the Passover is all about Jesus being the bread of life. So what can we learn about Jesus? that he is the bread of life, and that we still celebrate that? Yeah, little test. So again, Jesus wants to involve us in kingdom work. Yes. Jesus speaks the very words of life, and we do well to listen to them. Yeah, it was probably 12, 15,000, yes. Imagine that. Maybe one or two more? Rachel, multiplication in our lives today? Little wave if you've seen that. You know, maybe a budget that you didn't think would stretch but did, or time. Yeah, so that miracle still happens in our lives today. Did I capitalize it? Jesus still works miracles today. Yeah. Good. I think we've covered everything that I thought of. Anyone else? Something really pressing? No. Let's just thank the Lord. Seal it with prayer. Looks good, doesn't it? My scribes have done a great job. Lord, we know in our hearts, because we know you, that you are kind and compassionate, that you pray, that you work through us in our prayers, that you work miraculously even today. We thank you for that. Lord, you're calling us not to let go of our gifts or the things we have, but to use them, and that you will use them mightily. We thank you for that, Lord. And give us the faith and the obedience that we need to do that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Savior. Thank you. Let's all have a silent prayer. What does the Holy Spirit bring into your mind? What needs multiplication in your life or around your life or in the world that the Lord's bringing to mind? Just pray into that right now. Lord, I thank you for this congregation, all that we do in the community to multiply your love and your care and your provision around us. Bless those efforts as we know you will, Lord, and are doing. We thank you for that. And also I pray for our offerings through the monies, the cash, or the bank deposits that we give regularly. Multiply those, Lord, for to serve us in our spiritual growth, but also to serve us, to serve your kingdom, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You are my vision, O Lord. My hope, my help, my strength, my provider. Pastor Sat will lead us in the closing prayer.
Before we say the Lord's Prayer and bless one another, I think someone said some important word this morning: food bank. And I suppose it is important for us as a church family to get a bit of idea what's happening. Because at the national level, Trussell Trust, which operates or backs the food banks throughout the UK, they're running a campaign. So it's not that food bank is just struggling here in Ely, but it is struggling throughout. But we live in Ely, right? So we should know what's happening in Ely. So Caroline, could you please tell us, what's the scenario at the warehouse, at the food bank? Is there plenty of food there, overflowing?
We're not overflowing, no, not at all, by any means. We were really, at the beginning of the year, we were really, really sort of flush on stock, lots and lots. I think in the last 3-4 months, stock has just really, really dwindled. We're each week sort of struggling just to get enough in to make up the food parcels that we need each week. We get enough, but we haven't got anything. If an emergency happened and we were really, really, you know, lots and lots of people, we would really, really struggle to actually feed everybody each week. At the minute, we just get by. Enough comes in just to get us by. And some weeks we have to actually go and spend sort of funds and buy just to make sure we've got enough to make each food parcel up. So, yeah. I was looking quickly at figures.
Yeah, that was my next question.
Yeah. I was just trying to have a quick rummage through. But no, just in this last week, so obviously, I don't know, people, we cover 9 areas going out to March, Chatteris, even to Burwell, Waterbeach. And I think we did 26 families, 37 sort of singles, which is like one person on their own, and 14 couples, and that's just each week. And obviously some weeks that's more, you know, and each week it's sort of increasing, especially sort of single people on their own. So, but yes, definitely we could do with more donations each week. So, definitely.
Thank you. Every Tuesday and Friday, our church is being used as a distribution centre, if that's the right word, or a place where people can come and collect the food parcels. When the food comes, you get lots of trolleys coming in. When it goes, it's just few empty boxes. If you really don't know what food bank does, maybe just walk in on Friday, if that's okay, just be around, see how they are helped. And it's not just food. I think we are privileged here. We can allow them to come in, see it, and talk to them. And I think there are a lot of volunteers who take time to talk to these people. So food is a medium or one of the ways that food bank helps. But if you would like to talk more about food bank, is that okay if people come and talk to you, Caroline? Sorry for just suddenly putting it on you. But if you'd like to do that, talk to Caroline, or they have their website, please go to that. Just help. You know, we have a story in the Bible where Elijah or Elisha, again, I get confused with them always, was sitting in the wilderness and he was hungry. And God provided food through crows. Do you remember that story?
Elijah,
yes, thank you. God has enabled us to provide for those who are in need. Let's do that. Maybe one can at a time, or 10 pounds at a time. You never know what it can do for people. Can I just request all of us to please stand as we say the Lord's Prayer together? Holly, can we please have that on screen? And after the prayer, after the Lord's Prayer, we also have a blessings that will come up on the screen. And I would request you to turn to one another as we read that together, and let's bless one another. But let me just pray before we say the Lord's Prayer together. Lord, we want to thank you for your love. We want to thank you for the experiences that we have with you. Lord, we want to pray that as we go out today, Lord, you help us, Lord, to remember who you are and what you can do and what you have done, Lord. And help us, Lord, to trust in you, to walk with you, and not to just keep that for ourselves, but go and tell others that you love them too, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, even when we were talking about food bank, we commit food banks in your hands, Lord. We pray for all people, those who are working as volunteers, as a staff team at different levels. Bless them, Lord, and we pray that you would help us to fulfill the needs that food banks has in this nation, Lord. We want to thank you for these provisions in our nation, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
power, and glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen. And now let's bless one another. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of
the Holy Spirit be with us
now,
evermore.
Amen.